By the time the great rains had passed, Taita had recovered from his ordeal and learnt to control the inner eye. They were all aware of the new power within him. He radiated a spiritual calm. Merrin and Tansed found it comforting to be near him, not speaking but revelling in his presence. However, Taita passed most of his waking hours with Samana. They sat day after day at the temple gates. Through their inner eyes they watched everyone who passed through. In their vision each human body was bathed in its own aura, a cloud of changing light that displayed to them the emotions, thoughts, and character of its owner. Samana instructed Taita in the art of interpreting these signals. When night had fallen and the others had retired to their chambers, Samana and Taita sat together in the darkest recess of the temple surrounded by effigies of the goddess Saraswati. They talked the night away, still using the arcane tenmas of the higher adepts that neither Merrin nor the Apsaras nor even the learned Tansed could understand. It was as though they realized that the time of parting would soon be upon them, and that they must take full advantage of every hour that was left to them. "You do not throw an aura?" Taita asked during their final discussion. "Neither do you," Samana replied. "No savant does. That is the certain way in which we are able to identify each other." "You are so much wiser than I. Your hunger and capacity for wisdom far outstrip mine. Now that you have been granted the inner sight, you are entering the penultimate level of the adepts. There is only one above where you stand now, that of the benevolent immortal. Each day I feel myself grow stronger. Each day I hear the call more clearly. It is not to be denied. I must leave you and go on." "Yes, your time with us here has come to an end," Samana agreed. "We will never meet again, Taita. Let boldness be your companion. Let the inner eye show you the way."